Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about gratitude. We're looking at the things that we're really, really thankful for in life and exploring just how our sense of gratitude and finding these hidden opportunities to take stock might actually be really, really good for us. So there's a large body of evidence coming out of the positive psychology movement that sees and is showing that grateful people, people that have the ability to be thankful for things that have gone well, or even thankful for some of the challenges that they've faced in life, are much more likely to have increased sense of well-being, and that can be both physical as well as mental, and also are happier overall. And they're finding that gratitude is one of the key components of happiness. So it's worth keeping that in mind. Like anything when it comes to our life, gratitude can be a practice. And what I like to talk to people about is if we can see gratitude, we're more likely to be grateful. And we actually have to practice that daily. So some of the things that you can actually do to boost your sense of gratitude is to seek it out at the end of the day or at the end of the week and ask yourself if there's anything that you're actually really, really thankful for that week. The more you get used to seeing the things that you're grateful for, the more you see them, the more you spot them in real time. And that's where that sense of happiness comes from. It allows you to notice a lot more and be grateful at the time that things are actually happening, which is just incredibly beneficial. So we've got a little bit of a mind game for everyone this week, and that is to name three things in their life at the moment that they're currently really, really grateful for, starting with the present. And then take that into the past and try and find three things from the past, from your journey in this life that you're really, really thankful for. And I'd encourage everyone to think that these can be, I'm really grateful about certain people. I'm really grateful about some of the things that people have done, so their actions. I'm really grateful for certain emotional experiences that I've had. I might be really, really grateful for certain opportunities that I've been presented with. And then, you know, thinking about the past, I think it's really, really important to be grateful for ourselves as well. So can I name three strengths that I've used in the past that I'm really, really grateful that I have, that I think are really, really important to me? Can I be grateful of the learning that I've gotten, the way that experiences have shaped me? And can I be grateful of the wisdom that I've attained as a result of that? You know, have there been certain opportunities that people have presented me or life has presented me that I'm really, really thankful for? And also, you know, can I be grateful for how, even when things haven't worked well for me or I've faced adversity and difficulty, if I've survived that, can I be grateful for that? And has that helped me to shape the person that I've become and who I am in the world? And can I be grateful for that as well? If we can be grateful for who we are in the world, then that's a really, really good sign. So give thanks this week with Mind Games.